Monica is spot on. I have a pituitary tumor, cyst on my ovary, and fibroid tumor on my uterus, and my blood work came back normal. After pre-cancer and biopsies, I was medically diagnosed with a hormonal imbalance and a pituitary tumor. I don't trust the regular blood work for hormone panels. I've been following Monica with her tips for nutrition, supplements, and exercise, and she helped me tremendously with my symptoms and issues. I actually trust her more than the doctors, as she discovered my hormone issues before they did. Her information has been life-changing for me. Hey there, friend. That was a recent 5-star review I received from podcast listener Pituitary Girl. She's actually a former client who I helped balance her hormones naturally while dealing with pre-cancer. And it's this review that served as inspiration for today's episode. Should you bother getting your hormone levels checked? And is there a way to check your hormone levels yourself? I hope this episode clears up a lot of the confusion you may have about hormone testing and gives you some clarity when it comes to your health and your body. Because understanding what's going on with your hormones and what imbalance or imbalances you may have is a crucial first step in feeling like you again. Especially since doing nothing is not an option. Spoiler alert, if you don't do anything about your hormone symptoms, they won't go away by themselves. At least, not for a very, very, very long time. And they're not going to get any better. In fact, not to be an alarmist or anything, but they're probably going to get worse. So, don't go away, because I'm about to answer all your hormone testing questions. Let's do it. Welcome to Are You There, Midlife? It's me, Monica. Hi, I'm Monica Topetti, wife, mom, health coach, and hormone imbalance survivor. And I'm on a mission to help women in midlife balance hormones naturally, without drugs, doctors, or divorce. Are you tired of dealing with heavy, painful periods that look like a crime scene? Are you sick of struggling with anxiety, fatigue, or brain fog that... What was I just saying? Are you frustrated doing all the things to lose weight, but still packing on pounds faster than a Real Housewife changes Birkins? Girl, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I spill the tea on what to expect in perimenopause and beyond. From IBS to insomnia, bloating to funky body odor, I'll unpack all the weird stuff happening inside our midlife bodies, plus give you the latest science and holistic solutions to manage it all. So ditch the Spanx and hop on board the Hot Mess Express. Let's do this. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to Are You There, Midlife? It's me, Monica. I'm your host, Monica Topetti, and on this podcast, I share stories, science, and strategies to help you navigate perimenopause and menopause naturally without losing your dang mind. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 4 different ways to diagnose a hormone imbalance. First, we'll briefly discuss the pros and cons of blood testing. Now, if you want a deep dive into the intricacies of blood tests and why yours may be coming back normal, make sure to check out episode 2 of the podcast. I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. Then we'll talk about saliva testing and what hormone I like to test with this method. Next, we'll talk about urine testing versus dried urine testing, otherwise known as the Dutch test. Yeah, what the heck's that? And then lastly, I'm going to wrap things up with the method that I chose to figure out my hormonal symptoms and why. And I'm going to go through all of this in less time than it takes you to figure out where the heck you left your sunglasses. So let's go ahead and stir the tea on all things hormonal and testing. So the first way to test your hormones is blood tests, right? That's really the most common way to test your hormone levels. And you can test many different hormones with this test. The main ones are usually estrogen or estradiol, progesterone, luteinizing hormone or LH, follicle stimulating hormone or FSH. For the thyroid, it's usually TSH, usually not T3 or free-floating T4. It's usually TSH. Testosterone, cortisol, DHEA, and even sometimes your doctor will test your blood sugar if he or she suspects PCOS. Now, the most basic blood tests or blood panels are really pretty much covered in large part by insurance. But if you want to get a deeper dive or a more complete and comprehensive panel, you may have to go see a specialist. And in that case, it may wind up coming out of pocket, especially if you're seeing like an endocrinologist or something like that. But the biggest downside of blood tests, even though they are quite accurate for testing other things, is the lack of reliability when testing for subclinical hormonal imbalances, meaning hormonal imbalances where there's not this staggering level of too low or too high hormones. Now, this is because that how blood tests are structured. So they're structured to capture your hormone levels in one moment, during one day, during one period of time in your cycle. And it's really just a snapshot. And that snapshot of your hormones can be affected by a lot of different things. Like if you're really stressed out or super, super busy, or it's like the holidays, or you have a big project at work. If you work days versus nights. A lot of my nursing clients that work nights have, you know, called me up in a panic because, you know, they feel horrible and their blood tests have come back negative and they don't understand the effects that their circadian rhythm can have on their blood tests. Also, how well you've been eating, or maybe not how well you've been eating. If you have food allergies, that can affect your tests. If your liver is functioning not optimally, so you've been drinking or you've got some other things that are affecting your liver, like leaky gut or something like that. If you're training for an exercise event, so and you have been doing a lot of heavy lifting or heavy cardio, that can affect your blood test results. If you're constipated, if you are not sleeping well, and even if you are sexually active or not, that can all impact your hormone levels. Not to mention what time or period you are in your menstrual cycle. And even though you may not be menstruating anymore, you still have a cycle. So all of that will affect or can affect your blood test results. So unless your hormone levels are like completely off the charts, so if you've got Addison's, if you've got cancer, if you've got Hashimoto's or Graves or some other known medical disease, a lot of times your hormone tests can come back normal. And I speak from experience because this is exactly what happened to me and to my client, Pituitary Girl. So our blood tests didn't flag any hormonal fluctuations that we were experiencing. In my client's case, it was her ovarian cysts, her fibroids, and even a pituitary tumor, and what her doctor considered to be precancer. In my case, it was a hormonal imbalance of estrogen to progesterone, which is called estrogen dominance. So even though that is our go-to gold standard for testing for a lot of other diseases, when it comes to hormones and hormonal fluctuations, it's not as precise. That brings us to option number two, which is saliva tests. Now, this is really a common option for at-home testing. If you Google online hormone testing, a lot of these at-home kits or labs will offer saliva tests. And that's because it's non-invasive. You know, you don't need to give yourself a needle prick, just a saliva sample, and you can pretty much take it at any time of day. So it makes it like super convenient. But the negative to that is that saliva tests are actually considered less reliable than blood tests. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that samples can easily be contaminated. Things that can affect your saliva test results include certain foods, certain beverages, even certain oral hygiene products can affect the results. So if you do decide to go with a saliva test, I would recommend trying multiple tests at different times of the day, so you can kind of check your hormone levels against each other. Also, saliva tests are generally considered the best type of test for measuring your cortisol levels. And that's because you're taking multiple measurements throughout the day. So if you suspect you have something like adrenal fatigue or impaired adrenal function, that may be a test that you would like to consider. The third type of test to test your hormones is urine tests. Now, a urine test is also a really popular at-home testing option. It's easy, it's affordable, but like saliva tests, urine tests are considered less reliable than blood tests. And in the case of urine tests, this is because urine can't measure hormones. What it measures is something called metabolites. And metabolites are actually kind of like byproducts of metabolized hormones. So the creators of the test advocate that, you know, results of metabolites will indicate the results of your actual hormones. But as it sounds, just like it sounds, it's not really super precise. There is a urine test that a lot of healthcare professionals will recommend called a Dutch test. And a Dutch test is a urine test, but it's actually a dried urine test. It actually stands for Dried Urine Test for Comprehensive Hormones. That's the acronym. And advocates of the Dutch test really like how comprehensive it is because it checks for multiple hormone imbalances and it includes taking multiple urine samples. And so what you do is you take multiple urine samples, you pour them on this dry filter paper, and then you let that paper dry, and then they're sent off to the lab. A lot of people in the health space, including dietitians and nutritionists, really like the Dutch test, especially for measuring estrogen and progesterone. But keep it in mind that this is a urine test. Even the Dutch test is a urine test. So it only measures your metabolites, not your actual hormones. So you may not be getting a precise measurement. If you do choose to order a Dutch test, please, please, please make sure to go to someone who is trained to interpret the results like a functional medicine doctor. Super, super important. A lot of health professionals out there are trained to interpret the Dutch test results by the makers of the Dutch test result, And that's not always the best source, not always the most unbiased source of training. So go to a functional medicine doctor. If you do get a Dutch test, they are expensive. You can expect to spend for a basic Dutch test, like not a full comprehensive Dutch test, about $500 for the test. And that doesn't include the cost of a doctor's visit or the results interpretation, which is usually out of pocket if you're seeing a functional medicine doctor. And the cost also doesn't include a program or follow-up visits to manage your hormone imbalance. So it's just one of the costs that you will have to incur. The fourth method of testing your hormone levels is hormone symptom profiling. Now, this type of test involves analyzing your hormonal symptoms rather than testing your blood or your saliva or your urine. So you're basically given a set of questions related to your symptoms, and you just check off the symptoms that you are experiencing. Now, I decided to give hormone symptom profiling a try after I was experiencing hormonal symptoms, and all of my blood tests that my doctor at the time ran all came back normal. I thought I was like dying. If you listen to the trailer for this podcast, you'll hear exactly what I went through. I thought I was having a heart attack at one point, and the symptoms were so debilitating. I was canceling events. All I did was cry all day long. I couldn't eat anything because my stomach hurt. I was having heart palpitations so badly that I did think I was at first having a panic attack, and then I was convinced I was having a heart attack. All of my tests from my doctors came back normal, and I was beside myself. And I came across this hormone symptom profile test online. Now, up until that point in time, I didn't even know that there were other tests available. Had I known, I probably at that point would have, tried anything just to get some type of diagnosis. But I was taught, that what your doctor says is Bible. So if my doctor said your tests are normal, I would thought I was like losing my gosh darn mind. So when I stumbled upon that hormone symptom profile, I was like, why not? I failed every other test. What's one more? I was really shocked when my results came back. It said that I was probably dealing with a hormonal imbalance. They gave it a name. They called it estrogen dominance, which I didn't know what the heck that was. But I gotta say, I felt for the first time in like a year pretty darn validated. I took that information, I took it to my doctor, and we started a discussion about what could be going on, even though the tests were saying that nothing was wrong. And he gave me a couple of tips, which I put into action. I started to kind of see a little bit of a change. But then I kind of had exhausted all of his knowledge without, going the medical route, because at that point, all of the medicine that I had been taking had failed me, and I really wanted to do this naturally. In fact, I think a lot of the stuff that I was on, including, hormonal birth control for 10 years, really helped contribute to me experiencing such horrible hormonal imbalances, in my early 40s. So that kind of started my deep dive into learning how to balance my hormones holistically. But if it wasn't for that hormone symptom profile test, I don't know where I would be. That truly was the beginning of my journey, back to health. Here's what I like about hormonal symptom profiling. First, it analyzes your symptoms caused by hormonal fluctuations. It's not measuring your levels, it's measuring your symptoms. Because unless, like you said, you've got some major disease, your hormones are fluctuating in perimenopause and menopause. And so when you're looking at your symptoms, you're getting a total picture of what you're experiencing. Maybe certain times of the month you're experiencing certain symptoms and other times of the month you're not, or other times of the month you're experiencing other symptoms. But it gives you like a full circle picture of what is going on throughout your cycle with those hormonal fluctuations. And it takes all of your symptoms into account, not just what you're feeling on one day in the month. It also links seemingly unrelated symptoms that can actually indicate an imbalance. So for example, when I took my hormone symptom test, I had no idea that my heart palpitations, my cystic acne, and my insomnia were all related, and that they were all symptoms of a progesterone deficiency, which is a contributor to estrogen dominance. So you can have symptoms that you know, allergies or asthma or funky body odor or weird taste in your mouth and not realize, number one, that that's a symptom of a hormonal imbalance, and that linking them together with other symptoms really paint a picture of what is going on hormonally. And it's also a really good tool for analyzing your mental and emotional symptoms, like brain fog or mood swings, because there is no physical test for measuring whether your depression or anxiety is a clinical disorder that requires medication, right? Or whether it is a symptom of hormonal fluctuations. If you're tired of being dismissed by your doctor and told your hormonal symptoms are just part of getting older, if you're frustrated by blood tests that keep coming back normal even though you don't feel like yourself, if you're ready to finally figure out what the bleep is going on with your body and get the confirmation you are desperate for so you can move forward, then be sure to click the link in the show notes and take my 5-minute hormone quiz. It's developed by 3 functional medicine doctors, and it's a self-assessment that uses hormone system profiling to evaluate your age, your menstrual cycle, and your symptoms for 9 of the most common subclinical hormone imbalances in perimenopause through postmenopause. It's quick, it's easy, it's scary accurate, and it's free. And best of all, it'll give you and your doctor the clarity you need to finally understand what's going on with your hormones. Finally, I'd like to wrap up today with this week's thump on the head. This comes from functional medicine doctor and renowned hormone expert, Dr. Sarah Gottfried. She is like the guru of all hormones. She is my mentor, and she is on the cusp of the latest science and medical breakthroughs in diagnosing and treating hormonal imbalances and autoimmune conditions. She was recently interviewed by neuroscientist Andrew Huberman. If you've ever listened to the Huberman Lab podcast, yeah, that's the same guy. So the two of these renowned doctors are having this discussion about all things hormonal, and they also were discussing the current state of our medical system. And it was in this interview when she said something so profound. She said, "We need to move from a disease care model to a health-based model, which involves teaching patients how to be their own clinician." Ladies, it's time to take back our power, and I'm not talking about hot flashes. Hey, friend, can I call you friend? Because I already feel like we're friends in my head. Did this podcast teach you something, make you laugh, or feel less like an alien? If so, I would be so incredibly grateful if you could take just 60 seconds to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the number one way you can thank me and support the show. Until next week, stay cool and keep away from sharp objects.